This is Colourful Radio.
Mr. Courtney Pine. Afternoon, Courtney.
Good afternoon. I ain't no celeb. Don't put me there.
Yes, you. What do you mean? 20 years on our screens, in the scene. Of course you're
yes,
a celeb.
I've been digging deep and it's been a long, pleasant ride. And it's nice to see this station.
A very humble guy. A very, very humble guy indeed.
No, reality check.
Oh.
That's what jazz does for you. We got Chris here as well. How you doing, Chris?
Courtney, man. Good Chris Phillips here, by the way. Well, what can I say? A glorious day, sunny day, and more music on your radio. This time in the guise of Colourful Radio. Me and Courtney, we go way, way back, man. We've been through all sorts of
radio stations.
And, you know, we were together on a radio station not so long ago playing jazz to the nation, and the carpet got royally pulled from underneath that because they said DAB wasn't the future. But, you know,
Here we are.
How wrong are they?
This is where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Courtney?
I'm good. Like I said, Colourful Radio. It's a new day. It's looking good. And the fact that you've got a jazz musician in amongst the celebs is quite nice. So I feel blessed to be here.
Way too humble, man. Because, you know, I'm sure that you are probably the first jazz musician in this country that walks down the street and people go, "Ah, you Courtney Pine, can I get your autograph?"
Yeah.
Come on, man. There's not many jazz musicians can lay claim to that.
It happens, but to tell you the truth, I stand on the shoulders of some big giants. You know, you think of the Scatterlights, you think of some of the musicians that like Joe Harriott, for example. You know, some great musicians who came to Great Britain, and I come after them and try to make jazz available to the masses. And it's just so nice to be here past Heather Smallwood. You know, I haven't seen her for ages.
Yeah, let me just say, first and foremost, Courtney, that you've got to do a lot of work to look as good as that.
I tell you.
Heather Small was absolutely...
And it's all natural.
Slamming. Yeah, and it is all natural. She was looking fine. It's all that dancing. I mean, have you ever considered sort of doing a little bit of dancing yourself? Reality TV, is like hell on earth, right?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? My thing is to wake up in the morning, do some meditation, pick up the saxophone and practice all day.
But you can meditate in the celebrity jungle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You have plenty of time to meditate with all those creatures around you.
No, yeah, I'd rather hear about it from somebody else.
You're totally surrounded by annoying people when you do that.
Can you imagine?
When you're in your own gaff and you're practicing. Jean Toussaint, who's another, he's an American saxophonist, but he lives in Crouch End, and he used to live at the other end of my row. And I used to pass his house every day, and there he was practicing from morning till night.
Yeah.
It was an institution in the neighborhood. You know?
Yeah, it's so important as musicians to, you know, it's not just a matter of playing ABC on the saxophone. You have to know the history of the music, and it's also important to know what's current on today's scene. You know, so I'm well aware of the Jazzy B's work, you know, the Soul to Soul, the Karen Wheelers. I'm well aware of the Loose Ends. I actually come from that kind of foundation. I started off as a reggae musician. I left school to be a reggae musician, and I've worked with many artists, and to this day, you know, I don't turn my noses up at that, you know, opportunities in the popular forms of music. But I still try and play jazz and make it available to as many people as possible.
That in itself is a struggle. As a DJ that has gone along the same path as you, you the musician, me the DJ, we've always come up against the struggle to make this music just deserve the audience that it should get. And a lot of it's stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea, isn't it, Courtney? Because you've got the traditionalists on one end that go, "Oh, you know, Courtney Pine playing that soul, that's not jazz." And then on the other end, you've got the I don't know, the mother at home who might want to listen to beautiful music like that.
Yeah.
Children of the Ghetto, which is originally done by a soul group, the Real Thing. And they're not getting it because people have this kind of stigma about jazz.
Well, there's all different styles of jazz, you know. Just as we have Studio One or Bashment, you know, the difference between a Coxon production and a Bounty Killer tune or an Elephant Man tune is like night and day. But they're all particularly relevant. And we did have our slackness. We had these Tighten Up thing records. Rose, you remember those Tighten Up records? In the 70s?
No, but I'm 70s. I'm not that old, Courtney.
Well, we had these kind of, some of you may remember these Tighten Up covers, which had naked women with beads on in the parts, so you couldn't really see. And they had the tracks were all about slackness, as we would say in this day. But you got my point is that you've got all different styles, and there's all different styles of jazz. And sometimes you have your particular preference of what you think jazz is. Mm. I came along at a time when you could actually, as a musician, play all those styles. It wasn't alien to on my current album, which is a tribute to the great saxophonist Sidney Bechet. It deals with some, I would say, Western influences, which are from the French-speaking, Guadeloupe, St. Lucia, that kind of side, as well as the African touch. Sidney Bechet came from New Orleans, and there's a strong tinge of the New Orleans flavor on the record. It's possible to make these types of records now, which don't only sound like they were made in 1962 or 1934. So it's possible. And now, you know, it's just quite nice to be here as a jazz artist on Colourful Radio.
But did you hear that? A jazz artist talking about coxswain and budgie, you know, and loose ends. And this is what you're about. And this is what I've always loved about Courtney, is he is true to his influences and takes them and combines them. And I think I can lay claim to one of the hookups, my favourite hookups, is you took DJ Pogo into your band, a hip-hop DJ, because you recognise the kind of contribution that turntablism has made to music. And yeah, you put that into jazz, which is amazing.
Yeah, I did some workshops in some schools. For some reason, I don't know, they think that jazz is X-rated, triple X-rated. So I decided that I would just step into a school or two and just play music one-to-one, face-to-face, to an 11-year-old, 10-year-old, 16, 17-year-old audience.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd bring a turntablist, a guy who has mad skills on turntables, and a computer technician, because this is the way the modern-day music is being made. And most of the students hadn't seen vinyl. That's how bad things are. It's all about the CDs. Yeah. But it was quite nice performing, because when I played the saxophone face-to-face, they all jumped. Mm. They'd never heard a saxophone in real life. And it was just really nice getting the music to that audience. We had a situation where we did a workshop about 5 o'clock in East London, and some of the young ladies had to go because it was getting a bit dark. And there were some bigger boys in the hall, and they were a bit worried about the bigger boys. And the bigger boys wouldn't take part in the workshops. They would just sit in the back and be cool. And I understand what it's like to be like that. You don't want anybody picking on you. And after we finished the workshop and I'm packing my instruments away, one of the guys came up to me and he said his dad told him to come down and check me. And he really enjoyed it. And so we exchanged numbers. And three and a half years later, the guy won the Mercury Music Prize. It was Dizzy Rascal.
What a fantastic story.
That's fantastic. That is awesome. Because obviously we know about Dizzy through his kind of pop hits and you know, his grime emceeing and stuff. But that's a nice surprising story.
But that's how it works in terms of the community aspect. Yeah. And jazz is not something that is only for certain people. Mm. You know, it's for everybody. And I understand the constraints of the popular market where we've got to make a quick money. But there's a record by Miles Davis called Kind of Blue. Mm. This was released in 1964. And it is the biggest selling jazz
basically,
record.
Basically,
it's selling more now than it did back in 64.
Yeah.
So what you get by listening, playing, being with jazz is something that is long term. It's not a quick fix, you know. Yeah. It's not a quick style of music and then we're on to the other style. Mm. Jazz music is something that goes to the end of time.
I think so. It's timeless. Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned about the workshop, you know, for playing the saxophone, because for years, I've always been told the saxophone's a very, very difficult instrument to learn. And I think, that's why I don't see a lot of people playing it then.
Yeah, no. It's the opposite. It's the easiest instrument
to
play.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very, very easy. The guy who invented the saxophone,
German bloke,
Belgian.
Okay,
Adolf Sax. Yeah, there's
Adolf
a German
Sax.
Connection.
Adolf
Sax. He ended up in a pauper's grave, and I would love to make a story on this guy because he has such a deep history. But he invented this instrument to Napoleon. Basically, wanted some long-lasting, strong, durable instruments, and Adolf Sax invented this instrument, metallic, and Napoleon lost the war, and the saxophone became discarded. The classical guys didn't like it. The saxophone has this thing. There's certain instruments that radiate energy. There's certain sound, like steel pan, the piano, guitar. If you put that in an orchestra, everybody turns to that sound.
Yes, that's true.
And a saxophone does that. So the classical people didn't like it. Now, Adolf Sax basically invented this thing for Napoleon, for war, for battles, and Napoleon lost. And what happened to the instrument was it became discarded by everybody. In America, the vaudeville clowns, the clowns picked it up and used it as a joke prop in their set. That's how bad the saxophone got. Right. So you can imagine the saxophone was very cheap.
Yes.
Available to everybody. But back in the day, you know, middle-class black families in America would tell their kids to learn the piano. They would put a piano in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, they used to tell us to go and dance when the uncle and aunties would come along. Well, they would have
a piano. Are you still dancing for them now, Courtney?
Oh, still dancing. Still trying a thing. And basically, these kids got fed up of playing the cello and the violin and the piano. And with the saxophone, which was dirt cheap, they picked up the saxophone and they found their own voice. Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, Sidney Bechet, you know, these guys found their own sound. And they changed the sound of music by bringing this instrument and gave it new life. And saxophone is a very easy instrument to play. You know, don't let anybody tell you that it's difficult.
They've been lying to me for all these years.
Yes, they have.
My cousin used to play and she said to me, oh, it's really difficult.
No,
it just looks complicated.
Yeah.
It Courtney makes it look academic.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it, I mean, it's a dreamy sound. When you get on the soprano, I mean, Courtney actually made my eyes water once. I'll be honest with you. It was at the Astoria Theatre, I think, some TV show. And I don't know, but I think you had a bit of a narc going on with your band. And you were angry. And you came out and you could see the anger in his eyes. And I stood at the end of the horn and you did that rotary breathing thing and got into some heavy Coltrane style saxophone playing. And my eyes just watered. I was like, oh, it's taking me to the next place. That is incredible. Oh. It's such a beautiful sound, the soprano, isn't it?
It really is. Colourful people, if you just tuned in, a very good afternoon to you. It's Life with me, Rosemary Laye. In the studio with us right now is Mr. Courtney Pine. Yes, indeed. We'll talk some more with Courtney after these.
That last track we just played, Courtney, for me, the reason I chose that is because it really sums up that kind of 60s soul jazz that you hear on Blue Note Records.
Yeah.
Some old kind of traditional playing through the soprano saxophone. You had the drum and bass influence from the UK scene. You had on the end there, I imagine it was Pogo, I don't know.
Yes, it was.
Scratching away.
Yeah, DJ
the
Pogo
hip-hop
again.
Came in there as well. I mean, another amalgamation of sounds, so to speak.
Yeah, it's really important to represent... The music can represent your social climate, you know? Yes, it's great to have songs which are about certain periods of time, but jazz is a music that goes beyond, you know, the instant quick fix.
When people say to you, what is jazz? What do you tell them?
I say jazz is about communication. It's a language that we use to express who we are at this particular time. You don't need lyrics. It's nice to have the lyrics, but it's about sound, tone, color. Jazz music is a representation of who we are. When music is good, it reflects the social climate. Mm. You know, music should reflect that. Mm.
And how did you yourself get into jazz?
Wow. You know, back in the day, there's this thing called the Blue Spot Gram. It was this big, massive speaker type thing in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
And you would put like singles. You'd have like 10 or 12 singles stacked up. And you'd the family would gather around, drink some vodka and rum and play music from the Caribbean. On the B-sides of these fantastic records, these ska records or bluebeat records, they allowed the musicians to play solo, improvise. Mm. And these guys were jazz musicians. I didn't know back in those days. But we're talking about Ernest Ranglin and others. And so I just found those sides interesting. So if any of you've got some of those old ska records, turn them over. Mm-hmm. They're playing jazz on those sides.
Mm-hmm. There must be a compilation somewhere on, you know, Studio One compilation with
the instrumental cuts.
Yeah, the instrumentals. Yeah.
They're hard to find, but they make fantastic listening. And you had guys like Don Drummond, great trombonist, Roland Alfonso, great jazz musicians who would be playing jazz at night, but during the day they'd be creating blue beat, ska, reggae music. So a couple of years later, so this is in my mind, you know, this kind of sound, this thing that these musicians are doing. Mm. A couple of years later, I started playing clarinet, recorder, and I'm sitting on the settee watching jazz from the Moncho Jazz Festival. This is like 1978 with my dad. And my dad's a carpenter. And we're watching Grover Washington Jr.
Oh, wow.
The great late
Grover
Washington Jr. Some of you may know, just the two of us.
Lawrence Dance.
Oh, fantastic tunes, but he played a version of Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are. Mm-hmm. George Howard was playing baritone, another great saxophonist in his band. But what I saw happen during those 5-6 minutes of that performance turned me into a musician. After Grover finished playing, mm-hmm. I said to my dad, that's what I want to do for a living.
Wow.
Because it was such a famous tune, mm-hmm. but he played it on the saxophone.
Yes, yes.
And the words didn't matter. There was something about the way he played the saxophone mm-hmm. which went beyond the words.
Yeah, it was that instrument.
That's what jazz has done down the years, hasn't it? It's reinterpreted the pop hits of the day. Dizzy Gillespie did it.
Yeah.
Musicians before his generation did it. Right up to the current day. I mean, all right, you could argue the merits of this smooth jazz that we listen to. It's almost corporately designed, isn't it?
Yeah, but back in the day, jazz and pop was one and the same.
Exactly.
You think about, Frank Sinatra. You think about, the Rat Pack. You mentioned, Sammy Davis Jr. You think about Ella Fitzgerald. These guys had hits. And for some reason, one went left and one went right. Mm. But jazz music was, the popular music of the day. And the guys, like I said, who formed Jamaican classic music, the blue beat, the ska, they were jazz musicians.
Mm. We all have our access point as well, don't we? Like you mentioned Grover. I mean, for me, it would have been Earth, Wind & Fire, a soul group. Mm-hmm. But back in 1976, 77, they always had these jazz interludes or jazz songs on the album.
Yeah.
I'll never forget washing my maths teacher's car, and I was listening to All in All by Earth, Wind & Fire, and this track called Running, Brazilian Rhyme, came on. Yeah. And he walked past me and said, that's jazz. It was a northerner. And I said, that's horrible. Get that off.
Oh,
and I'll never forget that to this day,
But, I was with Wynton Marsalis's father. Mm-hmm. And we were on tour. And he said he was in a bar one night playing with Ramsey Lewis. And Ramsey Lewis's drummer was Maurice White.
Yeah.
The leader of Earth, Wind & Fire. And they were playing to like 10 people in this bar. And Maurice White went up to Ellis and he said, this is it, I've had enough. I'm going to go and form a band called Earth, Wind & Fire. And the next day he did, and
fabulous.
The rest is history. But Earth, Wind & Fire is a secret jazz band.
Yeah.
And there have been many bands that have that kind of jazz intent. Mm-hmm. If you look at the bands that were a part of the British jazz, funk and soul explosion of the late 70s, 80s, they had jazz influences, Light of the World, High Tension.
Incognito.
Mm-hmm. I had a chance to play with High Tension, mm-hmm. and they were definitely a secret jazz band.
Yeah.
You find jazz in most unusual places.
This is Colourful Radio.
Yes, indeed. This is Colourful Radio. Welcome along if you just tuned in. I'm in the studio with Chris Phillips and Mr. Courtney Pine. We're hanging out because, of course, today is our special day. Earlier on when, Chris, you mentioned about the Jazz Step, that track, with the collaboration.
Yes.
Of course, there's another collaboration as well, isn't there, with Jazz Warriors. You guys are going to be playing starting from this Sunday.
Oh, I'm glad you know about that.
Together.
Jazz Warriors is a kind of an initiative that was started whilst I was on tour with the reggae bands. Mm-hmm. I kept on meeting these other hornsmen.
Them.
Excuse me. Guys who played instruments that wanted to play jazz. Mm-hmm. And they were backing these Jamaican artists playing reggae. And there were so many numbers that I gathered over the time. I thought, well, let's just form a band. Mm-hmm. My wife came up with the name Jazz Warriors, mm-hmm. and I thought that this band would be great if it could allow the elder statesmen, the modern-day guys who had been playing jazz from the 60s, 70s, to work with youngsters like me. I was like 19 at the time, mm-hmm. and allow us to play and provide something that represents who we are in United Kingdom. We did an album called Out of Many One People, which Island Records released. And several years later, recently, I don't know if you know this, but there was the bicentenary of the abolition of the slave trade.
You guys did a concert, didn't you, for that?
Well, I felt that we should do something to represent that this has actually happened, mm-hmm. musically, because it was one of those weird things that, oh, did you hear? Did you know it was this day? Did you know that this happened? So we did a record, and it's called Afropeans, I should say. Mm-hmm. And we have a chance now to tour it. We're going to be in Stratford real soon.
This Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday.
As soon as that.
we're gonna be playing in Stratford, and it's going to be 15 of us. Some of the guys are fresh on the scene, wanting to play jazz, and there's a couple of guys like me with grey beards and grey hairs in unusual places, and we're going to be trying to play music throughout the UK, representing. We end up in Belfast. Oh, mm-hmm. Strange place to end, but Belfast is well up for the crack, as they say.
That's fabulous. It
and
really
by the
is.
Way, congratulations on your CBE.
Oh, you know about
to
that?
Add, to add to the OBE.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you had the OBE back in the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And the CBE. Well, what is that? Did they elevate you into more? What do you, can you command me around now? You're a commander of the British, Empire.
Can you believe this, Rose? I am a commander of the British Empire, a sax man.
Fabulous.
You know, this is very
unusual.
And
you're saying you're not, you know, celeb. You're more than a celeb.
Stop it now. No, it's just really... you know, I've tried to play this music, and as a DJ or broadcaster, as somebody performing, as a workshop person, as somebody who's just tried to play jazz and show the connection between Africa, America, the Caribbean, and Europe, you know, and hopefully others out there who are thinking, well, I want to play music, but is it a trade? Is it a job? Is it will I get a chance to come on Colourful Radio? Well, the answer is yes.
Yes,
you will. It's going to be the only way to make a trade by playing it.
Yes, we can.
Courtney Pine, thank you so much for joining us today on our big day, our launch day.
Yes.
And let's talk about the album as well, entitled Transition in Tradition.
Truly.
Yes?
Truly. Yeah, this is my current CD. The industry is going through severe times as musicians, as broadcasters. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
And we do our best, and I have my own record label now. Mm-hmm. I've released a couple of records via some other artists as well, and this is my current release. Mm-hmm. It's a tribute to the great Sidney Bechet, and it's kind of, like I said before, it's not just one style of jazz. You know, there's some kind of Eastern mm-hmm. French-styled Caribbean music on there.
Mm, interesting.
There's a track called Haiti on there, for example. There's mentions of Toussaint Louverture. You know Toussaint Louverture? Well, he's a revolutionary from Haiti. You know, it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's dance hall, mm-hmm. but there is a couple of one drops on there as well.
You got Cameron Pierre on there as well, haven't you? He's a Dominican guitarist.
Yes, he is, yeah.
From the land of the Cicero in the Windwoods there.
Yeah, he features heavily on it. You know, we have to mention the album because a lot of the times people don't realize that we're still making CDs as
Absolutely.
Jazz musicians.
Yes, yes.
I recently found out that Amazon is taking 75% of sales. Mm. The industry is changing as we speak. Mm-hmm. Stores are closing, and we as jazz musicians still try and represent where we are from through CDs. So if there's anybody interested out there in jazz CDs from the UK, don't be afraid. There is still a section in HMV where you can find the CD. It's out today, strange enough.
It's a great day for it to be out.
It sure is. On your launch day as well.
Launch
what
day.
A coincidence.
So that's Transition in Tradition, Colourful People, okay? Yeah. And don't forget, this Sunday at the London Theatre Royal Stratford East is Courtney Pine with the Jazz Warriors. It's actually starting off this Sunday.
That's the first date on the tour. Anything could happen. Yeah. You know, if you want to come out and see, have a good laugh, have a good dance, hear some new sounds, come out to Stratford.
Make lovely, my eyes water lovely. Again.
Yes, that too.
And before you go, Courtney, what have you got to say? What am I doing? Am I rapping? I don't know.
You're improvising.
Sure. I'm improvising. Just some words to tell us here on Colourful about our great day.
Well, it's been a unique time in this planet's history. We've seen the first black president being elected, and the words, yes, we can, mm-hmm. is now an everyday thing. The term Afropean is being used every day. I've nearly got that into the Oxford Dictionary. And Colourful Radio is in existence. It's a chance for us to step into a new day with our eyes open. And regardless of what they put out there in the media about the negative effects of jazz or the things that our young aren't doing, we are doing. Yes, we can.
Well, they're lovely. Those are the words of Courtney Pine saying, yes, we can. Thank you so much for dropping in to Colourful today.
Thanks for having me.
Wicked.
This is Colourful Radio.